Mother, it's lovely to see you once again. Can you please help me with my strap? Wonderful. You know how I love you, Mother. All right. I believe the Council wanted a meeting with me. Over my army and such, you understand. Is there anything I can help you with today? Oh, hunting? That's a piece of cake for me. Anything else today, Mother? You can tell me. Oh, meaning someone. Well, it's been a while. I suppose I can, for my mother's sake. May I ask who I'm meeting? Oh, I see. Someone you've taken interest to. Well, I suppose if I must, I'll be willing to meet them, Mother. Oh, I didn't mean so soon. Hi. My mother really has taken a liking to you, huh? To show your face takes her a lot of courage. I suppose he certainly is tall enough for you, Mother. Can he fight? Ah. You used to be an ex-army member. I see. A true warrior. Well, do you know who I am? Yes. General. Lovely to meet you once more. I remember you being under me. A true soldier. Well, Mother, I approve of this one. Truly, I do. Do you have any more surprises for me? No? Okay. Well, I must certainly be on my... Huh? He has a son. Oh, well, I see. I understand my mother, but you? A late wife? Ah, I see. Just as my mother. I suppose you two are perfect for each other. Now must I get to know this son of yours, as he's obviously not in my army. He has nothing to contribute. Oh? So, what I'm understanding, you wish for me to meet his son. It's coming all the more clear to me now. He wouldn't happen to be in this vicinity, would he? Oh, he is. I see many people have come into my home unannounced. Well, thank you, Mother. I truly appreciate it. Now, short, pretty built or well built for his age. Well, how old are you? Oh, I see. Yeah, pretty well built. You can be in the army. What is a fine specimen, I mean. Person like yourself. Doing outside of the army. Shoemaking. You could be making people fall at your feet. Yet, you wish to make shoes. And you go down to the feet to try them on for them, huh? Oh my. You truly are a mysterious one. All the more, I can't say anything too bad about you. My mother's right there, and her soon-to-be husband is right there as well. Just because we'll be living under the same roof means nothing. Do you understand? Be nice. Get to know each other. Oh, so that's what this is about. You want me to meet my stepbrother. Oh my. This is so much far worse than I intended. I understand, Mother. I'd be willing to get to know him. Gratefully, honestly. However, I was just about to go hunting. Why don't you come along with me? Step, brother. Or shall I just call you brother? Since that's what you'll be after you're married into the family. Well, you can come along with me, just if you slow me down. No, I will not hesitate. No? If you wish to live with a general, you must know. You must know the ways of this house. And you must know how I will treat you. You must run like a gazelle if you find yourself slipping. Understand? I believe you may have some issues hunting. Really? You go out and get that leather yourself for your shoes. Well, there may be an actual useful side to you. No one is a better hunter than I am. I just want you to know that right now. Let's go. What? You don't like the fact I'm running? Well, try to keep up. And if you can't, just go grab a little horse. That should help you. All right. This is the hunting spot. Quite a ways, isn't it? But nature is abundant. And so are the animals. Can't you hear them? Their cries for help. Some of them know they're gonna die here today. And some of them are too far away from their family. Did you bring anything for hunting? Ah, I see. Fast on your feet, huh? Always prepared. I guess it wouldn't be bad to have you as a brother. Now, do you know how to draw back a bow? Really? I very much know how to draw back a bow. I don't need you showing me. Fine. Oh my. Even with you distracting me, we were able to get a perfect deer. You may not be bad at all. Walk with me. So, what's your name? Oh? That's very close to mine. And your sign? Ah, I see. Well. Huh? Beautiful. Do you not know who you're speaking to? I'm your sister. I mean, I'm about to be. Wait. I'm a general. You can't do such... No, you can't say such indecent things. No. Who are you, really? From my army? Wait a minute. What? You're no shoesmither. You're right below me. You fancy me. You can't. That's just wrong. And the others would catch a whiff of it. How did I not find out who you were sooner? And now you're going to become my brother. Why didn't you say something? We need to go back home. Why are you pushing me against this tree? No. Get off of me. I'm sorry. Let's go home. Mother, I need to talk to you. The truth is... Get your hand off of my mouth. What? I'll get you not. What? Mother, this isn't... No, Mother, listen. I don't. That stopped a long time ago. But me and Brother need to have a little talk. Come in the room with me, now. Why did you tell my mother I fancied you? Cupcake? How dare you call me Cupcake? When we get back, and at the general meeting, I will... You're serious? No, you can't be serious. Wait. What are you doing? I... You sick... You should know better. But I can't help myself. How did you know? How did you know I fancied you? We cannot do this any longer. Mother will find out. And your father. I can't believe you. Secret? That would be a pretty heavy secret to carry. I suppose I could. All right. But if anything comes up between me, the army, the general, or the council, you are dead meat. Do you understand? Now get out of my room. Or I'll be mad at you. Okay? Step, brother.